Welcome to In the Garden Program, a ministry of Gethsemane Baptist Church in Lynchburg, Virginia. We are located at 411 Blue Ridge Street, one block off of Lakeside Drive, near the entrance to Lynchburg College. You can find us on Facebook. Search for our pastor, Carlton Duck. That's Carlton, C-A-R-L-T-O-N, Duck, D-U-C-K, and look for our church logo. We have a YouTube channel. Just type into your browser, youtube.com/GBC, that's for Gethsemane Baptist Church, Alive TV. That's GBC Alive TV. We're on Shentel Cable, Channel 15 in the Lynchburg area, or go to your guide and look for Alive TV. We would love to hear from you. Our phone number is 434-845-8796. Remember, we are the church where the shout has not gone out. Our service times are on Sunday at 10 a.m. We have Sunday school for all ages. Then at 11 o'clock, we have the morning worship service and also children's church. Then Sunday evening at 6 p.m., we have Kids Blast, Gap, and Teens. We have Young Adults class. Then we have the Sunday night worship. That, again, is at 6 p.m. on Sunday evening. Then on Wednesday, we have the Hour of Power. We have a good Bible study. We also have preteens, teens, and kids time. That's all at 7 p.m. on Wednesday evenings. We trust you enjoy the program and you come and worship with us. On today's program, we have the choir singing Jesus Built a Bridge, and then part 3 of Pastor Duck's message, entitled Where the Rubber Meets the Road, from Mark chapter 11, verses 20 through 23.
One day they nailed a carpenter to a rugged tree, thinking he would never build again. There they held him through his hands and his feet. Still he carried out a master plan. Jesus built a bridge, oh, to heaven, so that I could have a way up to him. Jesus built a bridge, the only way he could, with only three nails and two pieces of wood. With one rugged cross, my Jesus built a bridge. Aren't you glad of that? Amen. Listen. Now, the Father, he looked down from heaven to this old world below and saw there was no way to claim his own. So to the world, God's Son, the Master Builder, he had to go. Make a way to bring God's children home. Jesus built a bridge, oh, to heaven, so that I could have a way up to the only way he could.
the Lord. Amen. See, you've got to receive the Word of God before you can apply it today. It's power. You know, we said, well, the Word of God is power. If you haven't received the Word, it's not power in your life. You've got to receive the Word. You've got to receive the Word by faith. But I just don't know. You can't question God nor His Word. You just need to choose to live by today. And if you're going to save and help today to be a part of saving this nation, it's going to take getting back to the Word of God. I've heard every idea. I've heard every thought. I've heard every magical trick that could come out of the church. But I'll tell you what, there's only one solution for America and for our families and for our nation and for everything. And that is in the pages of this book called the Word of God. If we will get back and live by what this book says, our nation can be blessed once again. It's not who's in the White House. It's on who's on the throne and what He has said. And you live by that and you'll be blessed. It's just that simple. Amen. Praise God. Glory to God. Faith has to go to work in your life before you can receive the benefits that the faith will bring. Did you hear what I just said? The writer of Hebrews 11:6 says this. See, we get the first part of this verse. But without faith it is impossible to please God. Yep. But have you read what comes after the semicolon? For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. You know, I got faith in God, so God says, no. Now, you got it today. Faith in God will bring about something greater than just faith in God. Faith in God. You've got to realize that I'm not pleasing God if I don't have faith in God. And every time I get in the flesh and start thinking what I think and feel what I feel, you're missing the mark. Folks, without faith, it is impossible to please God. But he that cometh to God must believe that he is. He is. So when he's, oh God, have mercy, that's good. When he said that is, you know what he's saying? He's not saying that was. He's not saying that's going to be somewhere down the road. He's saying is now, right here, in this place, where you are at. He'll do it. And our God is able. But it's going to take faith. It's going to take believing. Because our God is a rewarder, a blesser of them that diligently, I mean, you've got a bulldog mentality. You won't quit. You won't stop. Bless God, you get knocked down. The Holy Ghost picks you back up. You just keep on going in Jesus' name. And you're today, you've got this refuse, lose the mentality. And you know that God is with you. God is for you. And you know that if that be the case, you already are declared a champion and more than a conqueror through Him that loves you. Amen. Praise God. Woo! And the church said, hallelujah. Well, 2 points here. We must believe in the existence of a personal, infinite, holy God who cares for us. He didn't say anything in there saying, hello, where God's at? Where, God, what's going on? Hello, are you there? He hasn't gone anywhere. He's always been there. His question to you is, where are you at? Thank you, Dad. Yeah, where have you been? Hello. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. He's the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. He's eternal. Hallelujah. And the second point is, we must believe that God will reward us when we earnestly or diligently seek or pursue Him. So what are you pursuing? Well, preacher, I just need more of this and more of that, and I want this and I want that. Give me. My name is Jimmy, and everything else that you come up with. Don't work. Who's Jimmy? I don't know. But anyway, it just all rhymes. But we earnestly seek Him. Where's your priorities? You want material, worldly things, or do you want today the blessings of the Lord? Now don't misunderstand. God's not insulted today because you can drive a nice car or live in a nice home or you wear nice clothes. Nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with that. But let me tell you what, that's not your priority. Because I'm not taking my home because I got a better home to go to. Hallelujah. And I'm not taking these clothes because I got something far better and beautiful, more beautiful than these clothes to wear in heaven. See, priority in the spiritual life. And the spiritual life priority is founded and fixed upon the faith that we've got in God. So for the Christian, all that you have today, it came by faith. It really is. And without faith, you don't have any salvation. You've got to come to the Lord in salvation. Well, I was baptized and I was this and I was that and here, there and the other and whatever. No, that didn't save you. What saved you is the blood of Jesus Christ. His death on the cross. Ephesians 2:8-9. He says, for by grace, the unmerited favor, the undeserving love of God. For by grace are you saved through faith. Through faith. Not of yourselves. It's a gift of God. Not of works, lest any man should boast. So the Bible says in James 1:6, but let him ask in faith, nothing wavering. You know, here it is. God just keeps saying this stuff about, you know, don't doubt, don't waver, don't be in a place of skepticism. He is saying today, anchor your faith in the Word of God. I am the God that brought you out of sin and its shackles and out of shame and out of every situation. I am the God who saved your ever dying soul. I am the God that snatched you out of the clutches of the devil. I am God that removed you from your condemnation that you were going to hell. I am your God that prepared a place for you. I am your God that made a way for you. I am your God that died on the cross for you. I am the God that delivered you. I am the God that plucked you out and pulled you up. And thanks be unto God. He is my deliverer. He is my God. And if He can do that, brother, He can do it all by the process of faith. Amen. Hallelujah. Blessed be the Lord God Almighty. See, to get an answer to your prayer today, you've got to invest yourself in prayer by faith. Don't come up to these altars and say, oh, God, just, oh, Lord, if you just, oh, please just, I mean, come on, God, I'll do this if you'll do that. God's name is not Monty Hall. It's not, let's make a deal. It's not spin the wheel. He's not on, what's that program? It's been on for about a million years. Price is Right, whatever. He's none of that. He is God. God's not a deal maker. So you don't come to the altars and try to manipulate it. Talk God into doing what you want God to do. Your prayer is saying, God, what do you want me to do? And you know what God wants you to do? By faith, He will enable you to do it. And I found in the process of why I'm doing His will. Come on now. While I'm serving Him, He'll take good care of me. Amen. He'll be there for me. He'll get me through. He'll supply everything that I need in life. Oh, listen. God's been good to me. Amen. I mean, God's been mighty good to me. God's been exceedingly good to me. God's been abundantly good to me. Amen. Hallelujah. Cynthia and I was just talking about it last week. Man, I tell you, just God just blessed us in everything. I felt like I was getting ready to go downtown and change my name to Moses. Moses said in Deuteronomy, he said, you know, where you put your feet, I'll bless you going in, I'll bless you coming out, I'll overtake you with a blessing. I mean, I thought, man, alive. Is my name really Carlton? Let me get my birth certificate. No, I know who I am and I know who I believe in and I know who today is on my side. And you know what? He's not only for me, but He's also for you. And my God does, He does exceedingly bless today. In this day that we're living in where we think, man, times are bad. I'm going to tell you, every time you say times are bad, don't put a period there. Put a comma. Times are bad, but God is still good. God is still awesome. See, counter your negatives with the positives of God. And you know what will happen in your life?
If you made a decision for Christ after listening to the program, we'd appreciate to hear from you. Remember, the phone number is 434-845-8796. And press option number 4 and let the pastor know. Once again, we thank you for tuning in to our program today. And we trust that the Lord will bless you and that you'll be blessed. Thank you for tuning in to In the Garden program, ministry of the Assembly Baptist Church. We trust you enjoyed the program. Till next time, remember, He is Lord.